Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh yes, happy day when he washed my sins away. I used to play this at a place called God Jones, number 30 Makato Street, in Atrichville, Coastad. I used to play this song. When I would be told, call my stoop, call my dining room. And stuff, then I would be playing this song. And, you know, these are amongst the songs that I just garnished around, and these are the songs that were played by the elderly guys, you know, around us when we were growing up in Atrichville. We didn't know they were gospel until we got saved, you know, and we realized, okay, but my galabiampina ever not be. Anyway, let's welcome the Apostle Pumla Mfene. She's on the line. Hey, Pumla, Apostle. 7th of the Most High.
Good evening, Joe.
How are you?
Hey. Grand Wenache, and greetings to you, Briaka, to all our wonderful listeners, and also to Muruti Makamo. It's always a pleasure to be back here, you know, on a Thursday night, even in winter. We thank God for the opportunity
absolutely.
To grow and learn.
Absolutely. We also have Umfundisi Makamo, Muruti Makamo. Greetings to you. Welcome to the show, sir. Umfundisi Makamo. Umfundisi Makamo.
Ninjani, Muruti?
Siyaphila, kunjani, Baba?
Ngiyaphila mani, ngibingelele uBrayaka lapho na uApostle Pumla Mfene. Likhaya my apostle. ngibingelela the Board of Christ all over the world lapho amamele bakhona. Ngibingelela nawe Muruti.
Thank you, Makamo. Thank you, sir. And are you well, Makamo? Are you well?
Ngomusa, uJesu inkosi. We like it or not, he's a king.
Yeah. All the time. Umkhuhlane uyaphola kodwa ne.
Definitely, Murut.
No, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy umkhuhlane mawuphola man ngoba last week you really I could feel ukuthi I know uphathekile nceku man.
It was too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad matras.
It was bad, ne.
Too bad matras.
Yeah.
But by God's grace we have the it's food. Hamba yokha ekhalitha lapha. Uzigubuzele lapho phakathi lapho ujuluke phakathi phuma yonke lentutu lela.
Ngiyakuzwa Makamo, ngiyakuzwa. Bengisafuna
iphuma yonke impela mfuna.
Mina bengithi ukufutha izinto zezangoma angaza ngithi ngiyabuza Makamo. Ngiyayibuzela mina Makamo ukuthi ukufutha yini izinto zezangoma na. Yabona, hayi kabi ngiyazibuzela nje. Ngeke unoza nje emsakazeni ukuthi ngiyafutha. Ngoba mina ngazi abantu abanye. Hey Phumla, khonale batho bakuthi ko starta da. Nebatsena kamara plastic and then bese bayabasa ne umlilo lo bese babeka amatshe. Amatshe la bese mawasha bese bayawathela ngamanzi bese kuba nesteam bese bazivala ngeplastic. Abantu labo baphuma laphela bayadronkeka. Hey madoda. So bese sibiza isifutho ke lo manje mawuza la emsakazweni wena uthi uyafutha. Ngicabange lezo zinto mina yabona.
Awu lutho mrote. Sina sifutha.
Yeah.
Awafutha njalo mrote.
Ha, umuntu afika emsakazweni wathi uyafutha. Akathi uyakhulela uyafutha. Ha. Ungazosukela thina la Makamo. Hey.
Hey,
Paula, ngegama lika Jesu, Paula nsizwa yakithi. Paula uphile.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. You know what? Yeah, before we go on, I promised ukuthi ngizokhuluma nomfundisi the president. Ngizokhuluma naye and Ula, the president of Men of Hope. Umfundisi uShabang. He's here. Happy AP Shabang, the apostle himself. Mfundisi, Bishop. Sawubona.
Babe, philile.
Uyaphila kodwa mina ke.
Ngokusithwa inkosi siphilile.
Nazoke, nazoke. Yabona namhlanje ngiyakudwa ukuthi unokuphila man. Ngwelesibili masikhuluma ngiyazwa ukuthi mfundisi man, ungathi man uyabona man. Ungathi beka sashaya ama warm up. Kodwa namhlanje ngiyakuva. Ngiyakuva mina. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, lalela ke, thina sizongena topic ini yethu ethi what is perfection? But wena uzositshela nje about that aspect of building the kind of men we need. Hey, mathota.
Yeah.
Hey, Nkosi. Yeah. Building the kind of men we need.
Mm.
Tell us, President. Tell us. Kwenzakalani. Tell us.
Okuqala nje, ngicela kubingelela abalalele emakhaya. Ngibingelele bonke madoda kaNkulunkulu. Nabazalwana abalaleli nabakhona e-studio.
Yeah.
Sinale conference ekhona eyoba ngezi-5 lapha eManyeveni.
Yeah.
Endaweni ebizwa ngokuthi kuseli kudu.
Elikudu.
Yeah, eManyeveni. Ihlanganisa ishweni, ihlanganise nato tonke tindzawo letingale eMpumalanga.
Ngiyakuva.
So it's kubulo sethu sithi bodla ndoda.
Bodla ndoda.
Yeah, indoda ingafeli ngaphakathi ayibodle. Ikhiphe ingabulali.
Ingabulali. Hey madoda.
Ehhe, ingahlukumeza umndeni nayo izubuhlungu ayibodle. So sinale conference ethi isicubulo sethu noma isihloko sethu sithi building a kind of man we need.
Nazoko.
Kunaleli hlobo lwendoda elifunekayo emphakathini wakithi.
Yeah.
Elihlobo lalendoda enakekelayo. Ihlobo lalendoda enothando. Ihlobo lalendoda ehawukelayo. Ihlobo lalendoda ebekezelayo.
Yeah.
Ihlobo lalendoda elwela impilo ngoba uma kungalwa indoda umuzi uyachitheka.
Yeah.
Uma sinamadoda angabekezeli umphakathi uyamosheka. Uma sinamadoda angabekezeki isizwe ngoba isizwe siphuma kuloyins yendoda.
Yeah.
Uma indoda singana lohlobo lwamadoda. Olukwazi ukubekezela, olukwazi ukuthanda, olukwazi ukuxolela.
Yeah.
Sisenkingeni.
Ngikuva kahle.
So manje injongo lenkulu lesinayo ukuthi sibuyisele lolu hlobo building the kind of men that is needed to lead because leaders are men. UNkulunkulu ugqobe madoda ukuthi ahole. So manje i-aim yethu kubuyisa noma ukwakha lo hlobo lwabaholi abazobekezela abazoqinisela abazokhuthazela abazokwakha abazovikela.
Ya ngiyakuzwa mfundisi wami. Shono ke futhi ukuthi nihlanganela kuphi?
Sihlanganele ligudu eManyeveni lapha ebandleni laka Pastor Doni Ngwenyana.
Oh, uDoni Donis.
Yeah. Lo qulayo lo hlabelelayo ubaba uDoni Ngwenyana.
Ngiyambona
abantu bafuna ukufika lapha baduzane nalapha singakhona is 065 907 2001 bayangithola lapho.
Shona inamba leyo futhi, shona inamba leyo futhi apostle.
Bafonela uApostle Shabangu, HN Shabangu, 065-907-2001. Building the kind of man we want.
Siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubusise, sinifisela konke okuhle.
Kusho ukuthi uMpostoli.
Yebo,
uMpostoli.
Imakancane wena amagama man. Siyabonga mfundisi wami.
Nani uNkulunkulu anibhansute, anibhunsute, anihlangabete nenkumbi yetibusiso ngokuthi niketha lithuba.
Yeah. Nawa kubhansute. Siyabonga, siyabonga apostoli, siyabonga kakhulu.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Apostle happy eShabang there atanbunsule wena makami yathanda ungena izinto phakathi laphakathi yini na wena warata uno tsena wathi uno twatla hey demon hey phumla nto okhalimele out good it's got oh hadi jail wawopola ko WhatsApp phumla hay makami hadi jail ah makami hadi jail next anyway, welcome. Makamu, Mina, I'm happy that you are healed, my friend. I'm very happy. And I'm happy that men, you know, just like Men on Track, we'll be doing things. Men's Dialogue, we are doing great things. And all these things are free of charge. Akpatelo. Akpatelo. Akpatelo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we are talking about, you know, perfection. And we are asking this question, what is perfection? What is perfection even all about? The very aspect of being complete or whole. What is it? And I know the word is telling us to strive after this. The word is telling us to strive after this. And much of the times I think we have set out some standards. We have set out some standards for us, which we often do not meet. And let me speak from experience. I know many people may take this otherwise, but I want to say it anyway. Anytime when I tried in my life, all my life, to set some standards for myself, I have realized how much I failed. And then anytime when I surrendered myself to the Spirit of the Living Father and living according to His graces, I realized elements of perfection upon my life which I did not deserve. Let me say this again. There are some points that people would point at me and say, oh, Ray, you're good, nani, 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 nani. And when I look into those things, I can say without a doubt that I actually have not set out to achieve that. But it is the grace of the Father that had continued, He had continued by His grace to mold me into conforming each and every day more and more to the image of His Son. And that, to me, when I looked into it, was the being of perfection. It is a perfection that is done by the Father instead of me and my resolutions. Nemikhuleko yami entabeni nanani kwa fail. Uyayibona? But when the Father takes control and starts to shape you, look, people will look at Makamu and then bambone akichima la payana. Or people will look at Makamu, bambone ala perfectly na kugi overall. Sometimes people will look at Makamu, bambone, you know, striving to make ends meet. And then when you look at him in that way, these are standards he had set for himself. And you would see how he is striving and at times struggling to meet those standards. And then people would look at Makamu Esagibo abakhulekela bathanda abantwana bathanda ama children's ministry lawa kuba nama graduations nanani and you know Bible studies and all those things and they would see the perfect work yakaNkulunkulu kuye lo makamu lo. Now I realized ukuthi no man, the grace of the Father is working out a perfection in me. I need to surrender myself to the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of the Father, so that He can shape me, that I yield the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And that becomes a perfection. I'm not saying I'm leaving myself to lusts and the fleshes and stuff. I basically am saying I'm getting out of the aspect of setting my own form of perfection, which has been a mistake of many people. Look at resolutions that are taken. They fail after 2 months. If they ever survive in 2 months. Anyway, let me speak this. The perfection of the Father is amazing. Look at Abraham. Let's look at Abraham. Genesis 17, verse 1. Look at Abraham. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Elohim appeared to Abraham, not Abraham, and said to him, I am Almighty Yahuwah. Walk before me and be. That's a creative command. When the Father says be, that thing happens. And be. Ish, I like it, man. Be blameless, because perfection is a form of being without blame before the Father. When the Father forgives you and washes you and cleanses you, He is beaming His own perfection upon you. And much of the times we don't see that. Abraham, no. The Father spoke a creative command upon him, and that's grace. Because when the Father says to you, be like this, you become like that. And the Father is full of love. Everything that He says is His love. Okay. Let's look at another creative command. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13. Look, perfection comes via the creative command of the Father. You will see it. Even if you can run to the New Testament, that which people call the New Testament, you would see it says, be ye holy for I am holy. That's a creative command. Be. It's a law. It's a creative command. He speaks it and it becomes, let there be light. It's a creative command. He spoke it and that thing happened. And now he says in Deuteronomy 18:13, you shall be blameless before the Elohim, Yahuwah. Before your Elohim, Yahuwah, you shall be blameless. Now, whatever it is that the Father says becomes. I don't know. Much of the times, I think our religiosity and denominationalism and our own theological backgrounds, you know, and our own cultures and traditions have hewned in us a form of thinking that the perfection of the Father is according to our standards or the standards of our denominations. But it is not like that. Now, when you look also in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 26, it says, with the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. In other words, the Father is making a reflection of Himself upon us. That is why it says, until we all become conformed to the image of His Son, He is creating a perfection that is in Him, in us. And we must allow that. We must agree to that. We must succumb to that. We must submit to that. It's very important that we do that. Because if we don't do that, we are actually denying the work of the Father to create a perfection that is from Him in us. And that is why uzozimuntu athangisafuni ukubhema manje sengifuna ukuphila loNkulunkulu. Ngempela usho lento le acede ukubhema ngithi ukuncancatheka sekusukile ufana nomuntu okudiet ufana nomuntu okudiet athi hey angisafuni ukudla kakhulu ucede ukuceda ama pork leg ay 3 wengulube ngepalish
kosi yami
usutha hayi yabona manje fanele ngi stop ukudla kakhulu angithi ukukhulunyiswa ukusutha manje uyabona so kungcono ma ukuNkulunkulu owenza loyo msebenzi. If it is the Father who does the work in us, and we agree that the Father do the work in us, His perfection in us, then we become that which He says we should be. Okay. Let us speak another creative command. Please underline this creative command of the Father. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61, it says, "Let your heart, therefore," check it out, "be loyal." Otherwise, man's heart cannot be loyal on its own unless the Father commands it by his power, his spirit, his grace. It says then, "Let your heart, therefore, be loyal to the Elohim, Yahuwah, our Elohim, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments as it is, as at this day." And then there's a verse that says, "For it is him who causes you to obey him, who causes you to walk according to his will." It's not your own, but the grace of the Father. It is him who causes that. So we're speaking about that kind of perfection. We are not going to be talking here and praising ourselves as to how perfect we are. But we are going to submit ourselves to the Father and really expose ourselves into our own kinds of imperfections and glorify the Father for his kind of perfection that is beaming into our lives. When we come back,
isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
RadioPulpit.co.za. Yes, Radio Pulpit. Jigelele. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are together right through up to the hour 8, Thursday Live it is. Apostle Phumla Mfene on the line, and also we have my brother, my friend, also the servant of the Most High, Pastor Makamu, Josias. Faith. Let me start with you, Muruti Makam. When we talk about perfection, Mganwam, what comes to mind?
I'm from the singer Bonga Man. Ugotina Ukalenga Mingoba. Umpostor as a salalungisa is in Tomang Moshi.
Yeah. No, I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mina, I'm trust Umpostor. Perfection,
yes, sir.
Is a state of being without flaw or defect.
Yeah.
And lentelela mfundisi akuna muntu angathiyena angaachieve effort yakhe. According to iBhayibhele laphana ku Romans chapter 3. Yithi verse 23. "For all have sinned and have fallen short of God's glory."
Hey, my daughter.
Uma ufika futhi ku verse 11, kona lapho ku chapter 3, yokuthi, "No one seeks God, no one does right, no one who understands."
Hey, ngiyakuzwa.
If the Bible says ukuthi na, "For all have sinned," ayisho ukuthi na umakama angasi ubishopi, umakama angasi umpostolo, umakama angasi archbishopi, yet all, even no pope. Aba shata to hear a story manje about the late pope ukuthi na kunezinto na adakazi fikile somewhere. You understand?
Yeah.
So, we understand them for this ukuthi na, by your own effort, you can never reach perfection. Effort yako akuna ndaba ukuthi na u fast 100 days without food akuna ndaba. Akuna ndaba ukuthi na uthandaza ngamalimi anjani akuna ndaba. Everyone has fallen short of God's glory. Everyone is a saint. So perfection mfundisi wami uyiricha kuphela uma ufika kuye. I start for a station from this one. Into the second, John chapter 8. John chapter 8. The Bible says, there was a woman who was caught right-handed. I'm going to go to my story. But the Bam Tola, Abazanga Bati, Bam Tolila, no Kawalake, no Kochi, Baba Fika Baba Bam Tata, Bahamba Naye, Bafika Bam Beka, Pandi Kosi. But in Angola, as his Wanga Tori, Sifamukubana Kumabona Kotes, Vamukubana Kumafoni, Ugut Abant Bakwezaro, Kota Lola, as his Wanga Tori. Sasi bambela ti njengoba sibona simletha la umunye nomunye laphayana umunye bekaphetheli tatina ihlombe kufuna ukushaya lithambe umunye athi siphundu lesina siyophulwa yimi ukuqopho buyosakazwa yimi buyophela ngaphandle. The king uthi kubo ungena sono uthink ukuthi yena uperfect angaqala athathe amshaye. The Bible says ukuthi wahlala phansi waguqa wabhala phansi kodwa kanokuthi gqi sekulahlelwa amatshe gqi omunye nomunye uqala uyabona ukuthi eyi kodwa nami ngibhampe bengiyakhona
heyi madoda.
Abanye babhampe nje babeye khona, abanye babekwatiswe ngokuthi why nyemhle nje bangamthwalanga. Why? Understand into fana nalela. The Bible says, ukuthi na, emuva, the king, yithi, mama, baphila abantu babeko accuser na.
Bakuphi?
Athi, abasekho, aba perfect men.
Abasekho.
Nem pro sap, abasekho bambili.
Hey.
Lithi Bible. KuJesu uthi nami angikujaji.
Angikuboni icala.
Hamba. Angikubeka icala, hamba. Kodwa naye inkinga, ungasaphindi wona.
Yeah.
Nayi kufanele ukuza kuyo umfundisi wami. Lo mama lola ufika athola ukuphesetwa phambi kwaChrist ngoba le babemthole khona kube ngeke ayithole perfection, but uma afika kuChrist is when she reached a perfection. Umuntu angeke abe perfect ngokwakhe nge-effort yakhe. Umuntu uthola i-perfection uma afika kuwe. That is the reason lapha ngiqale khona kuma Roma chapter 3 verse 23 umethi bonke abantu abonile uma ulandela verse 25 verse 24 ilandelayo yithi balungisiswe ngesihle hayi ngemali, balungisiswe ngesihle hayi ngezenzo zabo. Ngokukholwa, when somebody believes, then lo muntu athola kulungisiswa uma afika kuChrist. Uyakhumbula the day uyahusha amashiya wayebethelwa. The Bible says ukuthi la esatheni lakhe there was a man wathi Richard angithi wena weze lokhu nalokhu hayi yehla phela nathi uze sehlise. Waba khona omunye la eqaleni athi ndoda ungakhulume kanjalo. Lo muntu akanacala aceda athi nkosi ngicela ungikhumbula. Lithi Bhayibhele inkosi yakhuluma ethi manje ngizoba nawe manje ayimcela ukuthi nahambe uyolungisa ngoba lo muntu lela ufike ku-perfection. A man by his own effort angeke ayireach perfection. You like it or not, ngiyafunga ngiyagomela lingawa lixhosa ngiyinyoni phansi. Angeke ayireach perfection. But angareach perfection kuphela uma asike kuye. Angeke ngibambe la.
Yeah,
ngiyakuzwa. Kancane nje.
Ngiyakuzwa. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamu. We really appreciate. If you just joined us, welcome to it, man. We are talking about perfection. And we are asking the question, what is perfection? What does the Father say with regards to perfection? What comes to mind?
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8, and I am talking to Mfundisi Makamu and the Apostle Phumlamfene. We are touching on this, the very issue of perfection. What is perfection? Perfection can also be defined as the excellence of the Father's work in our lives. It can also be referred to as the righteousness of Yahuwah. His righteousness upon our lives. Not our own righteousness. Not our own righteousness. His righteousness upon our life is actually his work of perfection upon us. I spoke that his perfection is also by him. He speaks of it as a creative command. But it is also when the Father makes our ways perfect. Or it is also when our Father makes our ways perfect. And it is also when the Father endows us with his strength. Perfection is also when our Father makes our ways perfect. That is what it says. That is what it should be much of the times. Psalms chapter 18, verse 32. It is Yahuwah who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. It's not us. It's not ourselves. It's not our discipline. It is Yahuwah who makes our ways perfect. It is the strength of the Father upon our lives. The perfection we are talking about, it is the power of the Father upon our lives. Apostle, what comes to mind on this one?
I know you have nailed it. The strength of our Father upon us. Remember, we are created in his own likeness and image. So meaning the attributes. So he work a likeness, it has everything to do with God's attributes. So here are Helen Salamudimu when you read in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Helen Salamudimu Larry, be ye perfect because your heavenly Father is perfect. So Marana, I expect to her something it or palang. Why is it for more Renale Bumudim Renale ability to high Renale the strength? We have the power, and over and above all, we have the grace. Because remember, when you have grace, it means you have got an enablement.
Yeah.
So, Morana, whatever, he would not be holy because your Father in heaven is holy. He's setting you up for a fall. He's not setting you up for a fall. He was he was clearly and mainly I registered the bar and that bar you are able to attain it, but not by your fallible state, young mankind, but by the grace of God. Because when the grace of God comes up, a man who's fallible, who's full of sin, who's full of falsehood, full of all these things, troubled, who's full of weakness. But when the grace comes, it turns that around and gives you the ability to become like the Father. You are then able, when you have the grace, to mirror Mudimo. And when the world looks at you, they see the reflection of who Christ is. But it is not by your doing. It is by the doing of the Lord. It is by the doing of His strength. And over and above all, it is by the doing of His grace. This is in the book of Corinthians. He will cause all grace to abound unto us for all good works. So when we can't be perfect, we need to look within, you know, what Christ has given unto us. Not at ourselves, because truly, Rena Herka Itebella, truly, like as I say, we are very fallible creatures. But Christa Mudimu is able to help us for attain that level, that bar. Emudimar Bensignon, and Mudimu Bensignon, asa Teperon, Atapayena in us. I give a Paul, or greater is he that is in you than the one that is in the world. So the God that is on your inside, He is the one that is able to cause you to live a life that is perfect. And I want us to also understand that when the Bible talks about being perfect, it talks about you as a child of God also pursuing maturity, pursuing completeness, pursuing integrity. You know, unfortunately, Joe, we are living in a world where, you know, Tabaya Khoba perfect is being shunned upon. And hence it's something that we don't talk about because we feel it's something that is far-fetched, that we cannot, that is also unrealistic. Sometimes when you come in a group of believers, so terrible, like a perfection, but also no, you're not being real. No one is perfect. Hey, let's have the flop. Of course, let's have the flop, but that does not necessarily mean that God is not demanding from us or rather perfect. You must flop on Saka, or even when you fall, the grace is sufficient. Or the blood is able to cleanse us from all sins. When we miss the mark, we are able to go back. Because even if you attain and pursue perfection, you can still miss the mark. But that does not necessarily mean that hopefully like our early perfection. We continue to pursue it so that you can come to a full maturity and stature and the full measure of who Christ is.
I hear you quite well. I hear you quite well. And much of the times, what you are saying is that and that is why many people are ridiculing the concept of perfection, because it has been perceived that it is done by our own efforts. But it is done by a total surrender to the Father, and that the Father imparts upon us His own righteousness so that we don't brag. Imagine if we were able to be perfect on our own selves. We would see no need for the Father. We would regard ourselves as gods. We would see others as inferior, you know. You know, that is what we need to actually look into. And we are talking about that. You can send us a WhatsApp. That is 0826572729. What is perfection to us as believers? Children of the Father, what is perfection? Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And we are touching base on this, the very issue of perfection, what this is all about. Fudis Makam, let me bring this to you, sir. When we talk about perfection, you know, it's amazing, you know. even upon Christ, the perfection of Christ was created by the Father. And I know people are going to argue this, but you know, when you look into Psalms 45 verses 2, it says, "You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, Yahuwah has blessed you forever." He has poured his grace. That's why when Christ was speaking, everything that he was saying was perfect. And people say, "With such authority speaketh he. And whence does this authority come from?" Because they saw the perfection of the Father. And if I remember very well, some many, many years ago, when I was still an undergraduate, I remember when I was studying teaching then, at university, one of the things that I learned was that in all teachers, in all history, Christ is the true personification of complete and faultless and perfect knowledge. That's how he was described. Well, I don't know now how they describe him. But then, you know, when people were doing comparative education, they would be able to state for facts that Christ, the Messiah, perfect. And this perfection is a grace poured upon him by the Father and says forever and ever. Now, check this out. If you look into the Psalm of David, and many people can argue this in Mfundisi Magama, and they say, but David says he will walk in perfection. But I think they don't understand Psalm 101 verse 2. Check it out. It says, "I will behave wisely in a perfect way." Full stop. "Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart." But you see, those three sentences, the middle sentence is a question. And let's put it in the right phrase. It says, "When you come to me, I will behave wisely." It means when your power is upon me, when you enter into my heart. That's what it says, basically. When you enter into my when you come to me, I will behave wisely in a perfect way, and I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. How does that come about? When the Father comes into his life, when Christ comes into your life, perfection starts to occur. Mfundisi Magama, what do you say?
Mfundisi Magama, who write to David, umatina, when you walk with me, then I'll be perfect. Umuntu ngokwakhe mfundisi, ake sibuke lwa mama leyana walaphana ku John chapter 4. La mama leyana abantu babengamfuni because wa wayethanda ukugcina amadoda kahle, wayegcina nje kahle, wayebaphekela kahle, so babengamfuni. And no one wayecabanga ukuthi na angaze ahlangana nenkosi. And that lady, the day wahlangana nenkosi, waphuma waqala wa iinyawo zakhe kusilezi sezigijimela amadoda. Ilezi zigijima seziyoshumayela. Ozani nezani zobona. Into ihlula abantu abaningi abazibiza ukuthi ba-perfect. So whenever Christ comes to somebody's life, in life definitely kumele change. Asibuku u short man u Zakhe. The Bible says that man wayengamboni wayengayiboni inkosi wagijima wehlala esihlahleni. But uma inkosi ifika nithi Zakhaya yehla, wayehla. The day yingena endlini yakhe, uZakhaya impilo yatshintsha. Athi no, whoever azi ukuthi ngamkweleta ngizombuyisela into zakhe. So ukuqala i-perfection mfundisi wami, angeke uyiqale nge-effort yakho. Kungakho laphana kuba kuGalatians chapter chapter 3, verse 10. It is by those who depend on the law to make them right with God and his curse. For the scripture says, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in the God's book of law.
So it is clear
that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law.
Mm.
For the scripture says, it is through faith that the righteous person has life.
Mm.
When you have Christ in you, then is when perfection begins.
Mm.
Imperfection will never be a corner. Akuna ndaba kuti na unikela inkomo zingaki. Akuna ndaba kuti unureka ngakanani. Noma bangati udlane impukane. Noma bangati unikela ngonkosikazi wakho. Noma bangati unikela ngabantwana bakho njengoloti wayefuna unikela ngabo. But uma ungaba awukafiki kuye. Then ke imperfection yakho ayikapheleli.
Hmm.
Iperfection iphelela kuphela uma ufike kuye. Uyamkhumbula lo. Uyamkhumbula uMatthew.
Ukuthi
watholakala umuntu onjani. UMatthew. Kwaku umuntu onjani. UMatthew kwaku uSaul. Obukanibani. USaul wayegijimisa ibandla afuna ukubulala. But the day wahlangana nenkosi,
hey madoda,
it became something else, and it began to cry a kalela abantu ukuthi babathi kongathi bangayithola lento yena sekhe ayitholile. So anyone who tried to be pestered by his own effort yakhe effortless ayinamsebenzi. Ukulunga komuntu kwemvelo umfundisi wami kufanele sigqedwe esindindwe egazini siyanuka. Akalunganga umuntu angekho kuChrist. Doesn't matter ukuthi na uwenza akalunganga, but perfection when you are in Christ. Yena lo mama losikhuluma ngaye lola, yena lo mama losikhuluma ngaye umfundisi wami, you remember ukuthi na uma seka bethelwa uyahushaya mashiya adaka hamba no Maria hamba ayo malapa ngoba wathola into wathola ukuxolela wathola perfection. Became perfect umaseka bethelo uChrist wahamba no Maria umama ka Christ ahambe naye baya bayoma laphayana bambuka ukuthi nanku umuntu oke wangenza ngaba umuntu ebantwini. Nanku umuntu oke wangisiza abantu bathi bangidudula ngamathe bangibulala. Ngoba bona bacabanga ukuthi bona ba-perfect. Nanku lo muntu. Anyone who tries to ukuba right nge-effort yakhe, definitely will fail. Try, but you will fail. Try, you will fail. But when you give your life to him, when you would mean I surrender, mina nginikela konke, akuna ndaba ukuthi abantu sebatheni, yena is able ukuthi avule izandla zakhe akuxolela abe akwenza ube perfect. That is why akathi hambani niyoba clean, uthi hozani kimi nonke senikathele. Matthew chapter 11 verse 8, uma sewukathele ngokungenizamo yakho.
Hey madoda,
imizamo yakho uyizamile, ukathele, wenze whatever ama plans wakho ahlulekile, then ke uthi hozani kimi uma senikathele, mina ngizonikeza ijoka elilula. Thank you Murphy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Thank you so much to Godfrey Tibela Mukoni. And also, thank you very, very much. Let me see. To Ntombi Kubega. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is perfection to believers?
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za? Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
You should. You should hear the difference by now. All right. And of course, welcome to it, 657 AM. And we want to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this, man. We are looking into the very notion and issue of perfection, what it is even all about. Now, I'm looking at Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, it says, therefore, you shall be, that's a creative command, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. It means it is the nature of the Father which he projects to us. What he is, he projects to us. That is why Christ says to Nicodemus, you must be born of the Spirit of the Father, otherwise you will never see the kingdom of heaven. This is the Spirit of the Father which he imparts on us, and we are born by into this Spirit of the Father. That is the perfection. And then if you can look also into 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Aha. Be of good comfort. That's a creative command. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the Father, Yahuwah, of love and peace will be with you. It is the comfort that the Father gives us. It is also the peace he makes us to live in. It is also the mind of Christ, which is his wisdom, that he gives us. It is the completion of his nature transforming us that makes us also to beam his love and his presence. And that in itself is perfection. Apostle, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind is that you have said a mouthful, and then I want to add on what you've just mentioned as well. For also, as we grow in the grace of God and grow in his love, we are able then to become more like him, you know, and begin to reflect the character. But it takes growth. Initially, I did indicate for it. Perfection has a lot to do with maturity, with growth, with completeness. And we need to morena in everything that we have. And we need to also understand that rena ba ka sekgone bazalwane re kgonisa ke modimo o bala lentswe la modimo in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 ere we have these treasures in clay of jars,
yeah,
so that it may be made clear that this is an extraordinary power that belongs to God. That does not come from us but from God. There's a power we just need to acknowledge that. We need to be aware of that. We need to pursue that. We need to allow God through his power to live. We pursue maturity. You know, I was telling some people yesterday, I just imagine a 10-year-old Joe in diapers.
Yeah, no.
I wanted that kind of a picture. It's ugly.
Yeah.
10-year-old. Okay, you still are on diapers, and how could you know change the diapers? You still have to be changed those diapers. And unfortunately, when we don't pursue perfection, when we don't pursue holiness, when we don't pursue maturity, growth, and wholeness, we end up personally 10 years, but still we can't remove the diapers, and we still want to be changed the diapers. We change what the diapers. We can get the dincha. Paulo le na wa chore bana. Le no. Le santani le busy le no na le maro le ma busy. By now you are supposed to have matured. In fact, by now when you're talking perfection, already as banaba mudimu, the world should see the Christ. You should be the reflection in essence when you talk, becoming like Christ, when we talk perfection. When people, when they look at us, they just see Christ. Marana Jesu Urbona. Helen Tevella, Lizur, Selifedita, Selibone Papak. But I do as he says I must do.
Yeah.
So Loro Naba Naba Mujimu, we then are the visible image of the invisible Christ. We should reflect him. We should be like him. We should be holy like him. We should be perfect like him. But having said that, that does not necessarily mean that I really mistake you once in a while. You mistake it in Mara. The strength in the way some of you take all of us. In this essence vessel, there's the power and the strength of God. Gore re phele bophelo bo modimo a batlang re bophelo ba perfection ba holiness ba love, all these things that being the attributes of modimo, it is possible to reflect that when you pursue it, when you take time in studying the word, when you take time in knowing, but take time to know him, take time to know the Lord. And the only time that we can really, really know who God is when we study his word. And the more you study God, the more you become like him.
Absolutely.
And the more you pray and look at him, the Bible says they look at him and their faces were radiant. So when you pray and when we continue to pray, we become more and more like him. We get transfigured. That changed personally.
Yeah.
Marukasa we no go back perfect, and then the next thing, utolakala everywhere when you're not supposed to be seen. You do all things that are contrary to the word of God. You find yourself in company that even encourage you to be like Christ.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. What is perfection even all about?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.